This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, March 7th, 2019. I am your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline from the Toronto Sun, billionaire dies during Paris penis enlargement operation. Billionaire diamond trader Ehud Ari Leonard's pursuit of a plentiful penis has ended in his death. The 65-year-old Big Wheel died of a heart attack at a private Paris hospital where he's undergoing a penis enlargement procedure. Reports say the Israeli-Belgian died on the operating table. Belgian media reported that he was stricken when a substance was injected into his penis, triggering his demise. His company, Omega Diamonds, confirmed his death, saying, "Farewell to a visionary businessman. It is with great sadness that we confirm that our founder has passed away." One friend told Belgian media that Leonardo had always been focused on his appearance and how others perceived him. The Argentinian, that's what we used to call him at Omega Diamonds, because he looked like a tango dancer. But his pursuit of a bigger penis ultimately led to his demise. He reportedly owned a $50 million penthouse in Monaco, the principality's most expensive. He was also said to have a penchant for celebrities and models. After living an exceptional life, Ehud will be brought back home to Israel as his final resting place. He will be dearly missed by us all. That was also a statement from his company. He began his career as a masseuse in Tel Aviv before seeking his fortune in Africa, where he developed a keen eye for priceless gems. So a little bit different story today, but we're going to dive in. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. It's a sad story. It really is. Someone has passed away. People have lost a friend, a family member, etc. But totally unnecessarily. There is this obsession that is out there about appearance and what someone has to be and look like and everything else. And this one might be one of the most insidious. If you're getting it into your head that you need to enlarge your penis, that's really a problem, because guess what? Your penis is probably fine. There's probably absolutely no issue with it. As long as it's functioning, if you're having a functioning issue, that's a whole different issue. But it sort of taps into the idea that we really don't like ourselves as much as we should. And a lot of us don't at all. We don't like ourselves. We don't love ourselves. We don't treat ourselves well. We treat ourselves in a way that if we saw someone else treating a different person that way, we'd be horribly offended by that. We'd be like, how dare you treat someone like that? But we treat ourselves in that way all the time. Think of all the terrible things you say about yourself, to yourself, in your own head, maybe out loud, maybe looking in the mirror when you get out of the shower in the morning. Maybe you look at yourself and you go, I need to make a change. That's a very different statement than looking in the mirror and saying, you're disgusting. You make me sick. Ugh, I can't stand to look at you. People say that looking in the mirror. And a lot of the people who are taking selfies, getting just that perfect angle of themselves, they say those same things to themselves when they look in the mirror. That's why they're trying to get that perfect angle. That's why the phone is going up and to the right, into the just get this one millisecond of what they consider to be them, their best selves to put out there. So the lesson today is be happy with yourself. Treat yourself a little bit better. And your penis is probably fine. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past.
for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the glass?